SWAT cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Rudaport, April the 9th, 10:30 a.m. In a small branch office of a well-known bank, the manager, Ted Barnes, is anxiously engaged in a telephone conversation.
What do you mean you can't do anything until Friday? My safe is badly in need of repair. You won't be able to provide the necessary parts for at least 3 days. Oh, just a minute. Come in. Oh, come in. Sit down, Bob. I won't be long.
Right, Mr. Barnes.
Now, listen. Put me through to your manager. My name is Ted Barnes. That's right. Barnes. Ted Barnes. Have you got that? All right. He won't be back for 2 hours. All right, I'll ring back in a couple of hours. Thank you. Goodbye.
Now, what's the matter, Mr. Barnes? You're looking very hot and bothered.
I need a new mechanism for our safe. The present one's given up the ghost. Well, the company says they can't provide the required equipment until Friday. They're waiting on stocks.
Wow. Well, it should be all right, Mr. Barnes.
Anyway, do me a favor and keep quiet about it. If this news reaches the wrong ears, we're in big trouble.
Pittsburgh, April the 9th, 12:20 p.m. The midday traffic is thick and spreads through the streets of the city like a long caterpillar. Amidst the dense traffic, one blue sedan breaks free and makes for the open highway.
Yeah, that's the way I like it. It's nice to be free of that lot, get out into the country. Yeah, a bloke can really breathe there. Well, don't you think so, Dave?
I think you're driving too fast.
Take it easy, Dave. Take it easy, man. We're just going to take a look. There's nothing to get nervous about.
But why a bank in Rudaport?
Because I know the town very well. I was brought up there. And I know the bank. It's only a small branch, but a lot of money passes through there. And I think that some of it should come to us.
Well, you seem to know what you're doing. But make sure you check things over. Banks are pretty hard places to crack these days.
Well, that's why we're taking this little ride, so we can have a look. Now, the manager's a bloke by the name of Ted Barnes.
Is he sharp?
He's not sharp, but he's careful.
How careful?
Don't you worry, man, don't you worry. There is a way into that bank, and we're going to find it. What are you thinking, Davy boy?
I think you're driving too fast.
Who is it?
It's George. Dave's with me.
Just a minute. Come inside. Quickly. Did anyone see you come here?
Oh, what's the matter, Joe? Are you ashamed of your friends?
No. It's just that, well, you've been in trouble with the law before. Somebody might see your face.
And if somebody did see my face, what would they do?
Well, I don't know.
They'd do nothing. I paid my debt to society, and I'm now a respectable citizen. After we hit the bank, that's when you start worrying. But don't look over your shoulder now. It's wasted effort.
Oh, I'm sorry, George.
That's quite all right. Now, show us this bank.
Come over here.
See, Dave?
Whereabouts?
That building over there.
Yes. Yeah, I think we should be able to bust that.
You've done very well, Joe. This room's in a perfect position. From here, we can watch everyone who goes in and out.
There's just one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't think you're going to like this.
Just tell me what it is, Joe.
Barnes has had a new safe put in last week.
Well, that could make things a bit tougher for us. When did it arrive? What day?
Last Wednesday. I didn't see it arrive, but that's when he ordered it for. Last Wednesday.
So you've got no idea how big it is?
No, none at all.
Now, what do you think, George?
I see no reason why a little thing like a safe should stop us.
How are we going to crack it?
We'll just get ourselves some explosives and blow the thing up.
Across the streets in his office, Ted Barnes is talking with Captain Peter Ace of the local police.
Shall I send out for a cup of tea, Peter?
Oh, no, I won't have one, thanks all the same. Don't let me stop you, though.
No, on second thought, I don't think I'll bother.
Now, look, try not to worry too much, Ted. My men and I will keep an eye on this place, don't worry about that.
I've been on to them several times. Apparently, they just can't get it here before Friday.
Yeah, well, best thing to do is just keep quiet about the whole thing and keep your security as tight as possible.
Sure, I understand that.
And we'll certainly do what we can to keep things in order.
Now, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
How tight is your prison safe?
Well, come and have a look. Here we are.
Looks secure.
Yes, but it's out of date now. The metal's not very thick. It's an easy mark for today's skilled bank robbers.
You've never seemed to worry about it as much as this before.
I've never had so much money in the bank before. There have been some very large deposits lately. I want to keep them here.
Yes, I can understand your anxiety, Ted.
I'm glad somebody does. Oh, I know I'm a bit of an old woman about these things, but... Well, I can't help feeling...
I know. You're aware of your responsibilities, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. I only wish there were more people like you.
I just hope there's not trouble, that's all.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. The amount of explosives right, and the detonators right. Everybody agreed?
I don't know, George. I don't know much about explosives.
Well, take it from me. The stuff will work.
Will you be able to get hold of it?
That's no problem. I've got contacts.
Hey, come over here.
Huh? What is it?
Policeman. Leaving the bench.
So what's so unusual about that? He's probably gone to have a look at the safe.
Not sure. How do you want to organize this, George?
Well, there's a back exit. It's the back door of Barnes's office. Now, from what I hear, he always keeps it locked. Now, I'll pick a time that's reasonably quiet, and I'll make my way into his office from the front.
How?
I'll say I'm a prospective customer, and I want to see the manager, that sort of thing.
All right. So far, so good. What happens after that?
You fellas drive around to the back entrance with the gear, and I'll get him to let you in.
I've got a question.
Yeah, what is it?
If you can get him to open the back door, you can get him to open the safe. So why the explosives?
He's got a point. When you first mentioned it, I thought you were going to hit the place at night. But an explosion during the day...
Now, listen to me. Don't you have any faith in experience? What's our objective?
To get the safe open.
Right. Now, I'm going to do that. If Barnes doesn't want to cooperate, then the explosives are there. And one way or another, we'll crack that thing.
But the risk... There'll be people there.
We'll hit just before lunch, when it's pretty quiet.
Okay, but there's still a lot of risk.
There's always risk. We've just got to learn to ride it.
When do we move?
Friday.
Rue de Forts, Friday, the 12th of April, 1 p.m. Ted Barnes looks at the clock on the wall and opens a drawer of his desk to produce a paper bag containing sandwiches. He's staying in for lunch, awaiting the arrival of the new safe.
Ham on rye. Very nice. Now, come in.
As a man would like to see you, Mr. Barnes. He wants to open a large account. I wouldn't disturb you, but I think he might be in your...
Yes, of course. Show him in.
Oh, very good, sir. This way, sir.
What can I do for you, Mr...
Wilson.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Wilson. Oh, I understand that you... Wait a minute. I know you.
Of course you do. Think back.
George Miller.
Right. How's it?
You've been in trouble with the police. I remember reading about it. What do you want?
Keep your hands above the table. High.
Out of me, fool. You can't get away with this. It can be identified.
Oh, no. I'll be out of the country before you can do anything about it.
Listen to
me. The safe. Open it.
No. No. You can kill me, but I won't open that safe.
You know, you haven't changed, Barnes. You're still a fool.
You're the fool.
Unlock the back door.
Go to blazes.
Barnes, don't try my patience. Unlock that door or I'll blow your fool head off.
I'm not frightened of you. A cheap crook like you.
Come here. Did you feel that? Cold steel against your cheek. I could blow your head off right now. Would you like that, Barnes?
You get out of here.
Maybe if I press this barrel a little harder, like this. You don't like that, do you, Barnes? Now, why don't you just open that back door?
No.
All right. It looks as though I'm going to have to persuade you. What the... Cops!
In the bank manager's office, Captain Peter Ace is fighting for possession of George Miller's gun.
Drop it! Drop it or I'll break your arm!
What's going on here? I heard a shot.
Here, take this gun and keep an eye on it.
Right, sir.
And don't take your eyes off him.
Oh, I won't.
What's the matter with this door?
Oh, it's locked. I'll give you the key. What are you looking for?
That car. Probably accomplices waiting outside.
You think there was someone with him?
Well, whoever they are, they're gone.
We shouldn't have done it. We shouldn't have run out on George like that.
You heard that shot. There was trouble there, man. And I wasn't going to stick around to find out what it was.
What are we going to do with all this stuff?
A dump it somewhere. That's all we can do.
Yeah, but where? And what about George?
Forget about George. It's our necks we've got to worry about. Now, look over there, that vacant lot. Pull over. Give me that bag. I'll dump it over there.
But look, what if...
Shut up!
Come on.
Right, let's go.
Before I ask you any questions, it's my duty to inform you that anything you say may be taken down and used as evidence.
Yeah, don't bother to tell me, man. I've heard it all before.
Yeah, well, just as long as you know the score. George Miller, alias... George Wilson, eh? Yes.
All right. Why don't you spare me the recital?
Yeah, well, Wilson, Miller, they know quite a lot about you at John Foster Square. You've got a very unimpressive record.
Look, man, why do you insist on telling me things I already know?
I just want you to realize that you'll gain nothing by holding back information.
All right. I'll tell you everything you want to know. Okay. Well, don't look so surprised, man. My friends left me. And if I get busted, then they're going to come with me.
Yeah, that's the attitude. Now then, what are their names?
Dave Jarrett and Joe Pienaar.
Dave Jarrett, Joe Pienaar.
Right first time.
Address?
Well, Dave lives at 73 Kilburn Towers, Addison Road, Yeovil.
Addison Road, Yeovil. Joe Pienaar?
I don't know his address.
Now, come on, George. I thought you were going to cooperate.
I'm telling you the truth. I don't know where he lives.
All right. Take it easy.
How long are you going to keep me here?
You'll be escorted to Johannesburg in good time. Don't worry about that. And it's my bet that Dave Jarrett and Joe Pienaar will soon be keeping you company.
Johannesburg, Johannesburg, April the 13th, 3:45 p.m. A night has passed, and Dave Jarrett and Joe Pienaar have returned to Joe's small flat.
You're right. That's the best idea. Keep right away from your place.
The place was lousy with cops. George must have tipped them off.
Can you blame him? After leaving him like that?
There was nothing else we could do.
Well, that doesn't matter now. The main thing is he doesn't know my address, so we're safe.
Only for the time being. It won't take him long to find us.
You're right. We'd better find somewhere else to live.
I'm glad we unloaded those explosives. They won't be able to trace those back to us.
Dave, I've just thought of something.
What?
The bag. The one you dumped on the lot.
Oh, what about it?
It's mine. It's not George's, it's mine.
So? You didn't have your name written on it?
But if the cops find it, they can trace it. Well, they can do that. They can trace it back to the store where I bought it.
You idiot. Why didn't you think of that before?
I didn't want to dump the bag. You did.
But I didn't know it was yours. Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't give me a chance.
Oh, there's only one thing we can do now.
What's that?
What do you think? Go and get it back.
Well, let's get going then.
No, I want to go by myself. It'll be less conspicuous.
Wait a minute. I'm not that dumb.
What do you mean?
The only person that bag incriminates is me. It's got nothing to do with you.
What are you getting at?
I've got the feeling that it might be convenient for you to forget all about that bag. Run out on me.
Now, Joe, you know I wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't you? You did it to George.
Oh, that was different.
Was it, Dave? I don't think so.
All right. If it'll make you happy, come along for the ride.
It'll make me happy.
But don't blame me if we both get busted.
This is the place.
Okay, pull over. It doesn't look as though there's anybody about.
No. I can't see anyone.
Okay, wait here. And keep an eye out.
All right. But be quick. Come on, Dave. Don't take all day. What on earth is keeping him? Come on, man. Where is it? Why haven't you got it?
I couldn't find it.
What do you mean you couldn't find it?
I thought I dumped it over there, but...
It's not there now?
Right. Somebody must have picked it up.
Look, get back there and have another look. Make sure.
It's gone. Somebody must have taken it.
Look, Dave, get out and try again. If the cops get hold of that bag...
I don't know why the bag means so much. George must have told them who we are.
Right now, that bag's the most important thing in the world. If they don't find it, it's our word against his. They can't pin a thing on us. But if they do, they're going to make it hard for both you and me. So go back and have another look.
All right, if you say so.
Oh, so, look, some kids have come to play in the lot.
Well, I can't go back now.
It's beginning to get dark. They shouldn't stay too long.
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking we should wait until they go.
I'm beginning to get very uptight.
Well, take it easy. Just have a cigarette and wait. Okay, now's your chance. The kids are going.
So wait a minute.
What is it now?
There's someone coming up the street. The bag! He's carrying the bag!
Hillbrow Police Station.
Hello, my name is Jane Parrish. Last night my son found a bag on a vacant lot. He only told me this morning. It had been in the house all night and I didn't know anything about it.
What was in the bag, Mrs. Parrish?
Sticks, like dynamite.
I see. Is the bag still in your possession?
No. I told Yuri to take it back where he found it. I didn't want it in the house.
So he has taken the bag back then?
He left the house about 10 minutes ago. I thought it was the right thing to do. But after he left, I started to get worried and I thought I'd better ring you. I mean, it might blow up while he's carrying it.
If you give me the location of this lot, I'll send a car out right away.
That's the bag, all right. What's he doing bringing it back here?
I wouldn't know. I'm not a mind reader.
He's heading for the lot. Go and talk to him. Find out how much he knows.
He can't know anything.
He might have spoken to the cops. Just get out of the car. Ask him the way somewhere. Start up a conversation about the bag.
How am I going to do that?
Just be relaxed. Say, what a nice looking bag. Where did you get it? Anything like that, but just don't make him suspicious.
I don't know.
Go on.
Oh, hello there. I wonder if you know the way to the city centre from here.
You just keep going straight in that direction.
Oh, thanks a lot. Hey, that looks like quite a load you're carrying there.
You could say that again.
School books?
No, man. That's the funniest thing. I found this bag last night on the lot right here. And then I took it home.
Really? Is there anything valuable in it?
Oh, look here.
Hey, that looks like explosives and a detonator.
Yeah, it's really strange, eh? My ma told me to take it back here. But I think I'd better take it to the police.
Listen, take a tip from me. If you go to the police, you'll only get yourself involved in something serious.
Eh? What do you mean?
You don't know what it is? The best thing to do is to put it back where you found it. Then you can forget all about it.
But children play here. They might get hurt. No, I think I'd better take it to the police. Hey, looks as though I won't need to bother. Here's a police car coming now.
Give me that bag!
What are you doing?
What's going on here, son?
Hey, that man, he's taken my bag. It's got explosives
in
it.
Yes, I know.
What?
Marcel, get out of that car.
Watch him.
There they go. They're running for the gravel quarry. Peter! Jarrett! Come on out. Give yourselves up.
Don't come any closer. You come up any closer and the door's all up.
Come down. Give yourselves up.
No way! You want us, you can come up and get...
He slipped in the gravel. The bag.
Get down.
Nothing happened. Look, the bag's halfway down the slope. He's going for it.
Wait here. On your feet, Dave. You're going to have a long wait for your next fireworks night.
The subsequent trial, George Miller was convicted on a charge of attempted robbery with violence and sentenced to 6 years hard labor. His companions, David Jarrett and Joe Pinoff, were each sentenced to 4 years imprisonment.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another dramatic story in our authentic South African police series, Squad Cars. Squad Cars is directed by Colin Fish and produced by David Goodman.
Thank you.